Magnesium could relieve fibromyalgia and migraines, and how it works. Fibromyalgia is a difficult condition to diagnose and even harder to treat, especially since it presents no visible injury, yet causes widespread, chronic pain. So when a 2022 clinical trial tested magnesium as a potential treatment, it was easy to be skeptical. Could something as basic as a mineral supplement really make a difference? Some providers definitely think so. Magnesium levels are one of the first things I address when someone presents with persistent pain, said Jody Duval, a naturopathic physician and owner of Revital Health, in an interview with the Epoch Times. Study findings. The clinical trial found, for the first time, that magnesium may help ease fibromyalgia symptoms, particularly stress and pain. Participants were randomly assigned to take either 100 milligrams of a slow-release magnesium supplement or a placebo once daily for 1 month. The study's primary goal was to assess whether magnesium could lower stress levels, since stress often triggers fibromyalgia flare-ups. Researchers also tracked pain, sleep quality, fatigue, and overall well-being. At the end of the month, the results were mixed. Overall stress levels trended downward in the magnesium group, but the results were not significant. However, on closer examination, researchers noticed something interesting. Among participants who started the study with mild to moderate stress, magnesium made a clear difference. In that subgroup, stress scores dropped significantly, while the placebo group saw little to no change. Pain severity also declined with magnesium supplementation, a small but meaningful shift that suggested the mineral might have a role in easing fibromyalgia's burden. In moderately stressed participants, pain scores dropped from 5.7 to 5.1 on a 10-point scale, while the placebo group showed no improvement. Sleep, fatigue, and overall quality of life remained largely unchanged between groups. Still, for people who have grown tired of side effects and short-lived solutions, magnesium's gentle, low-risk benefits may be worth noting. Fibromyalgia and headaches. Fibromyalgia and headaches are just two of the many conditions where magnesium's potential role in pain relief is being studied. In fibromyalgia, patients are often found to have lower magnesium levels in their blood, hair, and diet. Magnesium blood levels are typically tested through a serum magnesium test, though this measures only a small fraction of total magnesium in the body, since most magnesium is stored in bones and tissues. It's important to note that a normal serum level doesn't necessarily rule out magnesium deficiency in tissues. In some cases, hair analysis or urine tests can be used to assess magnesium status, though these methods are less common. I've seen great results with magnesium in cases of fibromyalgia, fatigue pain syndromes, migraines, tension headaches, and more, said Duval. Magnesium plays a pivotal role in the development and progression of both migraines and tension-type headaches. While the exact cause of migraines remains unclear, magnesium is known to influence certain mechanisms, including neurotransmitter release, brain excitability, and blood clotting. Low magnesium levels have consistently been linked to migraines, and some studies suggest that supplementation may help reduce the frequency or severity of attacks. One study found that 80% of patients given 1 gram of intravenous magnesium were pain-free within 15 minutes. In some cases, supplementation has led to long-lasting improvement in people with tension headaches, lasting up to a year or more. In one case-control study of 40 patients, a magnesium infusion completely eliminated pain in 32 participants within 15 minutes. How magnesium works. Magnesium is emerging as a promising solution for chronic pain, but how exactly does it support pain relief? One of the key ways magnesium helps reduce pain is by blocking N-methyl-D-aspartate receptors, which play a critical role in nerve cell communication. While these receptors are important for learning and memory, the overactivation of NMDA receptors allows excessive calcium to enter neurons, contributing to pain. By preventing calcium from entering cells through NMDA receptors, magnesium helps prevent the nervous system from becoming overly sensitive to pain and offers relief for various pain conditions. Additionally, magnesium conserves the electrical potential of nerve cells, further aiding in pain regulation. Magnesium is a powerful modulator of both pain and inflammation, Duval said. It is a foundational nutrient. Without it, other pain therapies often don't work as effectively, she added. Magnesium's role in reducing pain perception could also be linked to its ability to regulate muscle contraction and protect cartilage from degradation. Emma Lang, a registered dietitian nutritionist with a doctoral degree in foods and nutrition, told the Epoch Times. Oral and intravenous magnesium supplementation differ in how quickly and effectively they work. Oral supplements, typically pills or powders, are best for mild to moderate deficiencies or long-term maintenance, though they may cause digestive side effects such as diarrhea and are absorbed more slowly. On the other hand, for magnesium is administered directly into a vein and is used in more urgent or severe cases, like eclampsia, arrhythmias, or when the oral route isn't an option. It works quickly and bypasses the gut. However, for administration needs medical supervision due to the risk of overdose and isn't a good option for routine use. Magnesium's effectiveness in managing pain depends not only on its mechanisms, but also on the form in which it's taken. Magnesium glycinate, for example, is well absorbed and has a calming effect, making it ideal for muscle tension, such as that experienced with fibromyalgia, Duval said. She also mentioned that topical magnesium chloride, commonly found in Epsom salts, is excellent for offering targeted relief to sore muscles. Oral magnesium L-threonate is particularly beneficial for neuroinflammation and brain-based pain, such as migraines, as it can cross the blood-brain barrier, she added. Easy ways to get more magnesium. Duval recommends several magnesium-rich foods for patients managing chronic pain, including pumpkin seeds, leafy greens, avocados, cashews, dark chocolate, bananas. To add these into your daily meals, try sprinkling pumpkin seeds over your breakfast, incorporating greens into every lunch and dinner, and enjoying magnesium-rich snacks like nuts or avocado with a pinch of sea salt, she said. It typically takes 2 to 4 weeks of consistent dietary intake or supplementation to notice changes in chronic pain. However, Duval often focuses on symptoms rather than relying solely on blood tests to measure progress. Tissue magnesium levels in the body can be low even when blood levels appear normal, she said. Drug interactions. When considering supplementation, caution is advised, as magnesium supplements can interact with certain medications and other supplements. For example, magnesium may reduce the effectiveness of certain blood pressure medications, such as calcium channel blockers and diuretics, which can either lower or increase magnesium levels in the body. Additionally, taking magnesium alongside supplements like calcium or vitamin D may require adjustments in dosage. It is therefore crucial to consult with your healthcare provider before starting supplementation. Lang advises that working with a registered dietitian nutritionist can help ensure you're getting the right amount of magnesium for your age, lifestyle, and medical history. Moving forward, while magnesium isn't a silver bullet, emerging research suggests it may offer gentle support, particularly for stress and pain. For those navigating daily discomfort, even small, consistent steps toward better magnesium intake can make a meaningful difference.